This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Calling all angels, it's the Doug Stafford Good Day program. Guess who I am? There's a poll out this week of mothers and fathers, caregivers, finding that 84% consider raising children to be the greatest thing that ever happened. How could you argue with that? And in that subset, the question was, what was the best part about that? And cuddles came out as number one. Other favorite aspects, Jay, seeing the personalities develop. My God, I'm looking at my grandson, Jasper, and how he's so expressive and laughs so much. And he makes my son laugh as much as he does the funny things. And my quirky other grandson, Miles, he's the funniest, smartest little kid. And I just want to be around him. I just love being around him. So anyway, this survey of 1,300 adults is looking at children trying to figure out how to bottle up this energy, right? Bottle up the energy of the children. And your energy, what you feel like. The happiness, of course.
Yeah. When it's what you love. I liked kids that I was related to. I liked babies and children who were my friends' kids. But I typically was not a child person. And then having my son back, it changed my DNA. Like, it actually changed my soul.
Oh, yeah.
And just how funny they are. I never understood when a parent would say, oh, to see the world through their eyes, or when they're experiencing something for the first time. And now I get that. And it's just this wonder. And you, Doug, you say you get to be a child all the time when you play with your grandson. And it's so much fun. And let's be real. A lot of us, we buy toys for children because we want to play with them too. We get an excuse to.
So would you like, we're going to post these on gooddayshow.com, the 22 best things about being a parent. And the focus here is for children under the age of 13, but I think the same about my grown children. My daughter, Brendan, my son and I were talking about this last night because we were talking about having a car. I sold the one that I had in Los Angeles, but I like having a car there for myself when I'm there. And so Brendan said, hey, Dad, next time you get a car, because they have a couple cars, but sometimes they need a third car for whatever. They have small cars and they want to all go out together. So if I get a car, they can use that to go on road trips and stuff. And so he said to me last night, Dad, I really think you should get what you want. Never mind what I think I need. You get what you want. And I laughed. I said, so you had lunch with your sister, right? And he said, yeah, how'd you know? I said, because she and I were talking about that, because I said the same thing. They've moved, and they have a place, and they've always had, when they first got married, they had a couple of cars, and then they got rid of one because they were close to their work at UCLA, and they didn't need two cars. Well, now they've moved away, 14 or 15 minutes further away. It doesn't seem like that much. Megan just soon ride her bike to school on good weather days than to take the car. So at any rate, I said, okay, well, we'll get a car and we'll all share it. And so she said, well, you're going to get another Range Rover, right? And I said, yeah, probably, even though Brendan wants me to get something that's more economical. And so she just chuckled. And that's the other thing. Talking about the things that are best about being a parent, when Megan wants to be chatty, I often call them. But once a week, she'll call me, and she just wants to talk. And you must do that with your, well, you don't have to go far away. You're right there.
I don't have to go in very far. But before, always. I mean, I talk to them, text with them, actual phone calls every day.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, here are the best things about being a parent. See how many of these you can check off. All right. And again, we'll post them on our social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. Number 22, buying them toys You seek to be one of, that's what you just said, right? You want to play with these toys yourself.
It's fun, yeah.
Yeah, it is. A lot of fun. I bought, there was an auction this spring of an old, it was like a toy store. And I say like a toy store because it wasn't really, it was like a train, one of those old train stores. Anyway, so it had erector sets that I remember having when I was, they're made out of metal. They're not made out of plastic. They're not Legos. So I bought all of them in the store. I think I paid $10 a piece for them. And I brought them back in their original cases that go back to the 1940s. And I'm going to see when Miles comes in a couple of weeks how he takes these things and what he does with them. They're the original erector sets. And people that have been around for a while know what I'm talking about. Okay, number 21 on the list, hearing them talk to themselves. Yes, Miles is great at that. I don't think that Jasper's old enough yet. Does Mac talk to himself? Is he in that point?
Yeah, he talks to himself, or when he's playing by himself, talks with his toys.
Yeah.
When he talks in his sleep, that kills me every time. It is so cute.
Okay, number 20 on this list, getting to make friends with other parents. That's cool. Number 19.
No, maybe not. Depends if you're extrovert or introvert.
I suppose, yeah. I'll keep my child to myself. Thank you very much. Number 19, taking your children to the zoo.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Number 18, you appreciate your parents more. Again, these are the best things about being a parent to youngsters who are not yet teenagers. Number 17, the cute compliments that they give to you. Oh, Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Oh, they are just so the cute. Sweetest. That's what
they are.
The thing where he says,
bottle it.
Miss you, Mommy.
Yeah, bottle it. 16, feeling like their hero. Yeah. You're my hero, Gramps. Number 15, listening to conversations that they have with other children. Ah! Brenda, Miles has this friend, this little girl. I forget what her name is, but I'll stand where they're having playtime at the playground if I go with Megan to school to just kind of be there, watching them have this serious, these serious conversations about stuff. It's fabulous. Number 14, reading bedtime stories. Yep.
Amazing.
All right. Number 13, watching children's films together. Not so much. 12.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, I will.
Amazing.
I did. Number 12.
Although I did that before I had a child, so you know.
Yeah. Learning new things with them. Yep. Number 11, seeing the world through their eyes. Amen, brother. Birthday celebrations are number 10 on the list of the best things about being a parent to those who are under teenage years. The many quirky and wonderful questions they ask. Oh, my God, yes. Yep. Number 8 on this list, seeing them do something that you've taught them to do. They pick it up, yeah. Reliving the magic of Christmas. Number 7, that's for sure. Number 6, they make you appreciate small things in life much more.
Oh, very true.
Yep. Number 5, having new experiences with them for the first time. Number 4, hearing some of the funny things that they say. Oh, my God. They don't know how funny they are because, they just make us laugh. Is it because we're looking at ourselves? Is that part of it, do you think? We're looking at our children, but we're looking at ourselves, really.
I think there is a comedic genius and an untaught wit that is just part of their very DNA and genetic makeup that almost catches you off guard with how funny they can be, and that's why it's so funny.
Yeah. Number 2, watching their personalities develop. And the number 1 thing, best thing about being a parent to children under the age of 13 is the cuddles. As we started with that, and we circle back around to it. If I look at the numbers here, about a 25% of those responding think they have new experiences for the first time with their children. And that is the child having, I think the experience is both ways, isn't it? The child has that first experience, that first discovery of something, and you may be going through stuff that you never experienced, discovered, or knew that you have with your children, or maybe your grandchildren.
Or experiences like something, going somewhere that you've never been, taking your child, and you're both experiencing this location for the very first time, or this activity.
Yep. All right, so there it is. Check it out online, our social media, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. What do we see? I see or I hear that song in my ear, that famous song, Jay. Yes, we have some bananas. We have some bananas today.
I am not familiar with that one.
No. You are familiar with...
I'm more of the bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S variety.
Really? B-A-N-A. Sounds like vacation. All right, so the big story today, for those of you who are banana lovers, you may find this amusing. You may want to take advantage of it. I don't know which store this is, or actually I do know what store it is, but I'm not going to promote it because I don't really want a whole bunch of people to get, pardon the pun, get a whole bunch of people to run into the store. See what I did there?
What you did there.
Ah.
Ew.
So here's somebody who wanted to have bananas and other fruit delivered to his home with, what is, who does that? DoorDash? Somebody like that does it, right? Grub, who delivers?
Oh, yeah,
I guess the stores.
Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes the stores do it themselves. So here's this fellow who writes a note to me. He says, I thought you'd like this story. I requested 8 bananas in my weekly grocery pickup order. The store gave me 8 bunches of bananas and charged me 68 cents, the price for one single banana. So I went bananas. And I commented.
This person got more bananas than they actually paid for. What's the problem?
There's no problem, except in my mind, being the fair-minded sort that I am, I think that this person should go back to the store and pay for the rest of the bananas. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We've done that before. We ordered takeout, and my husband went to pick it up, and they were like, it's already paid. And he's like, I'm pretty sure it's not. He comes back, and he asked me, did I pay over the phone? I was like, no. So he went back up, and he paid.
Yeah. That's the thing. Sometimes you get overcharged, and then you think twice about it. Well, do I or don't I? Should I or shouldn't I? And then you beat up on yourself. It's very easy. I mean, how much do bananas cost? I buy bananas every week. I like organic bananas, and they go well with the rest of my routine, fruit-wise, in the morning. But I don't remember ever buying anything. I'm not paying for it.
Too.
Very good. Good fiber. It's good fiber.
That potassium, the fiber. If you have any kind of digestive issues, bananas are supposed to be a food that won't upset your stomach.
Yes, right. Settle it right down. I give it to Daisy, too. She loves bananas. Very good for you.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that trying to name your bike.
How about the Crusher? I guess it's not really crushing anything. The Silver Bolt? No. Oh, what about Pepper? Mysterious. Is it a pet or a condiment? Surprise! It's a motorcycle. No, that's stupid.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
One thing you can be sure of when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years. Wow. But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I got to tell you, they make sure their dogs eat. They make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do. And it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously. Yep. But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War, and I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, a great idea. Great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head, and the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M, 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake, and he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there. School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear. But they operated on him, and I guess at the moment, anyway, he's okay. But
there are some
all that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America, and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here, somebody there, but it's a small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts, D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you would like to think that they do?
Certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, it's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. His radio program, The Pet Show, check it at The Pet. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3683.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel is declaring near total control over the northern Gaza Strip after conducting overnight bombings with an intense weekend fighting. President Biden, following a lengthy phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said he is not urging for a ceasefire despite mounting pressure to do so. A U.S. senator out with his annual Festivus complaint list about government spending, USA's Laura Winters reports.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul out with the report reveals $900 billion in government spending waste. The NIH spending millions on studies about Russian cats on treadmills. Photos of Barbies that were used as ID to get coronavirus relief funds. And the Department of Defense, he says, losing $169 million in outdoor stored military gear.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner. She and I have the answers to the problems of the day. If you want to get answers to questions, they're right here. You'll find out. Seems like you have to stick around, though, to find the answers because they're everywhere on the Good Day program. Everybody has a gift. The good news of the day is that your gift hopefully has allowed you to fill a special place in your community, in your world, in your influential circle. Nobody else can do what you do. There's something about you that's unique, and that is what makes for good radio listening. I think that I am a very unique person, and I'm happy to extol and evaluate the things as I see them, tell you those stories. Jay, the same thing. Very interesting point of view based on experiences. Sometimes it's based just on who you are. My daughter used to tell me when she was, you know, and I remember when she was like in junior high school, she didn't want me to have anything to do with her friends. I don't want my father around. I don't want him to talk. I don't want him, because everything you say at that age is embarrassing. Right? Did you think that way about your father when you were 13 years old?
No. He was the one that was hanging out at home, and friends wanted to see me. They had to come hang out at my house, too.
Ah, okay. So it was a good place to hang out. Although our place was a good place to hang out. The kids were with me after we got divorced. The kids were with me on the weekends. And it was Megan at first didn't like Brendan, always liked being on the farm. His friends would come around and they'd, you know, play on the tractors and stuff. But Megan, I can't go. Those smelly animals, I don't want my friends. I'm embarrassed that my father has cows.
And I bet, you know what, her friends were always probably like, can we please go see the animals?
Yeah, I'm going to see the cows. Yes. We see whatever else. We had lots of different animals around. Anyway, so the point is that honor that which is different about you. Don't be a complier. Be individually. Be one of the blessings of you is that you have different fingerprints than everybody else, and that means and your DNA is different, so you're different. And live that life. That's a gift. Love it as much as you can. It's a value to you and to the world, and frankly, I think not in modest terms. You're different. So embrace it, I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it. Embrace it.
All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster system. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told that she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. The parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. And volunteers in the local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. I think I'm strange. I don't know. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and... Yeah, nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. The growing Burmese python population, say that again, Doug. The growing Burmese python population is, we go to the Everglades National Park, actually, for this. But not necessarily just the Everglades. Hey, Doug. There it is. Not necessarily the Everglades National Park, the only site for Burmese pythons. Matter of fact, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They are everywhere.
Everybody gets a python.
Right. Research paper released by the U.S. Geological Survey. Burmese pythons in South Florida represent one of the most intractable management issues the world has ever known. Talk about invasive species. So what good are Burmese pythons? Why would we want to protect Burmese pythons? You know, everybody, all of the environmental people run around saying, well, we got to protect all the species. Why would you want to protect Burmese pythons?
I don't think
pythons?
They're trying to protect them right now.
No, they aren't. But they did for
so
a while.
Much.
That's why they're out of control now.
Well, and then people who I think get them as little pets, and then they get too big.
Oh, yeah.
The largest one ever recorded in Florida was carrying 122 eggs. Like, these things are massive. It was 19 feet long.
Yuck.
But also, isn't the Burmese pythons, weren't they doing different if having people go out and hunt them and get them, and whoever got the most or killed the most won some kind of monetary prize. And now they're saying, like, it's likely impossible to eradicate them.
Well, something's got to happen, boy. These guys are going to be a real problem down there. Instead of the bugs taking over, the snakes are going to take over after humans mess things up. You know, I'm going to tell you a crude story.
Okay.
This, my family had a place down in Palm Beach County starting in 1964, excuse me, when my mother was sick. And so the little place, and then my father got another place. My father loved going down there and playing golf with the breakers and all that stuff. Actually my two sisters didn't spend much time there, but I spent a lot of time down there. And I had a job. I did mornings on WPBR back in 86, 87, before I went to Cincinnati. There was a problem with people flushing these things down the toilet. So I had a place over in Palm Beach, a little place that I'd rented on the beach. And one morning before going to the radio station, I was doing my daily duty, and something happened that turned out to be embarrassing, shocking, it hurt. So use your imagination and think about what has happened. You probably heard these stories because it's happened, not frequently, but it's happened to a number of people. Sit on the toilet. And up from the toilet comes something that was flushed down the toilet. And if you don't move fast enough, you're going to get a scar on your butt.
That is like one of my biggest fears.
Isn't that awful? That is something that a lot of people, but some people experience. So.
Ugh.
Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently the opportunity came for somebody. This guy's, a sophomore in high school, right, in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore.
Very young.
Size 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10".
Uh-huh.
He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems, and nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order, and a pair costs over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe. I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him, just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And the whole thing went viral to the point where big-name companies started donating shoes, and the problem is they can't donate him directly to this team because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school, and then the school gifted it to the team.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor, so apparently they are hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the. They're not on the rack either. And you know what? Am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands? What that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No.
I am. Okay, good. Well, that's me refreshing. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this. They're eager to see how I get out of it, because I've just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which one?
The one that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh,
James.
Okay.
Oh, what? HR.
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good. We're cutting it off.
Can't do that.
We're cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads Bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, moving into the money pit, which you all have moved into because the money pit is synonymous for your home, right? Isn't the home a place, a hole in the dirt into which you pour money? That's what the...
it's a term of endearment.
Yes, right. What the money pit is? Of course it is, right.
Yes, it's something you love, that you cherish, you take care of, much like your children, Doug.
Yeah, and they're very much the same. You're right about that. Throw the money and see if it sticks. Let's see what we can do with all of our dough. Tom Kreitler is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on a lot of these same stations all over the country every weekend. But also they have a great podcast. They have all kinds of things that are at your service. My favorite expression for people who do the things that we have on our program, you know, the various elements that we have that are great, the general interest things that help people build a better life. And certainly you want to have, most people don't spend any more money in their lives than what they spent for their home. So when it's taking care of it time, you know, it's really important to go to the right source, and that's why the Money Pit is so good. Also, you can go to the Money Pit website to find out about this game with the tailgate treasures. What's the scoop on the contest?
Oh, so we're running a sweepstakes now called the Tailgate Treasures Sweepstakes, and we are giving away a Grozny pizza oven along with a Coleman portable grill and a cash base camp system. So you just go to moneypit.com. You can click on the article. It's on the home page. You can enter today through the end of the year once a day, and you might win yourself some extra stuff for the holiday season.
moneypit.com. All right, so I've been meaning to ask you this question. You know, I'm involved in this development called
yes,
Agro.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yes, and for probably more than once. And so it's interesting, and the reason I'm bringing it up is because I think this is good information for people who are building a house on their own. So I'm involved as a partner, two of us who are doing this this money pit for this time, 63. We've got 63 units in this development, and they're putting in the foundations now. And so those of you who have gone to an architect or you've gone to somebody who is credible to design your home, I wonder, again, whether that's a good word to put together. I know it. I'm sure you have plenty of experiences with these architects. But we have this architectural firm, we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with them,
right,
and we're finding all kinds of mistakes, like they put the door to the cellar. The guy who's pouring the cellar, the foundations, finding that the door on the plan is in the wrong place.
Oh, jeez.
And so I'm just wondering how often that happens. What do you advise to people who come to you or ask you questions at moneypit.com about building a house on their own? What do you look out for? What do you have to be careful of?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I'm sorry it's happened to you with your architect, but I don't think that speaks to the entire industry.
No, I'm not suggesting it does. I'm just it's kind of a thing, though, with probably some people.
It's disappointing. Yeah. I mean, I think that the architects, when they do their job, are basically guiding you against that sort of thing happening. So I think that's an important step, is to work with an architect.
How do you find a good one?
Well, it's usually through relationships, frankly.
Yeah.
You need to look at their work. You need to look at the work that they've completed in the past and make sure that their style and their approach looks good. And you need to talk to their past customers. I mean, that's one of those things where it's a professional that you're going to spend a lot of time with. You really need to make sure that you're on the same page. So you got to do your homework. It's not like you can spin up a name just off the internet and go with them. They're not all going to be the same.
Mm-hmm. All right. This time of year, people are giving gifts. A lot of people are giving various types of liquor, wines, and the stuff that you would dispense, whiskey, maybe mixed drinks. So I noticed that you have a video at moneypit.com which actually describes how to make a liquor dispenser. I never knew there was. It looks like a water bottle.
it's been very, very popular.
I bet.
It's an easy project to tackle yourself with a few plumbing parts, and it makes a nice feature, a liquor dispenser that you can have on your bar. There, it's sort of like a wood box that the plumbing runs through, and there's a tap on the other end of it, and you can use it to and tap any type of liquor you like. So it's been pretty popular. People love that. There's a video there on the homepage of moneypit.com. We also go to
Is it easy to do, actually?
Well, if you can handle a few tools, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I can handle a lot. I'm fairly handy. We've never had this. I could frame a house. I wouldn't be able to do the finish work at all. But I could frame a house. I can look at plans, and I have, I've built stuff without having any plans. I know that probably shocks you, but
and that's how we got into this fine mess.
Yes, it is. Well, in the barn, around the farm, you kind of have to do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, but there's a lot of great tips. That's the basic bottom line here. Go to moneypit.com. You can find the Money Pit podcast there, moneypit/podcast. Great information. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Here with Doug at 59 after the hour.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.